It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, and coming up, call me Ely, a whale of a tale from New Jersey. But first, much of the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies are in the fifth year of a drought. From Washington to Montana, Wyoming to Northern California, it's as dry as it was during the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. The U.S. Forest Service is warning that conditions are ripe for return of those blinding, choking dust storms in some parts of the region and for catastrophic wildfires in others. Ron Nielsen, a bioclimatologist with the Forest Service, joins me from Corvallis, Oregon. A Dust Bowl? Ron, really?
Well, we're at that level of drought that was consistent with the 1930s Dust Bowl. We're still uncertain, though. The Dust Bowl lasted an extremely long period of time, longer than we have so far. If this persists at this level, then very much indeed we could see that level of drought. Now, mind you, dust comes from fields that are left fallow, largely, and have nothing growing on them. So if farmers maintain their fields with something on them, you may not see quite that much dust.
So what's happening? How did things get so bad in the Northwest? Is this a normal drought cycle or something else going on?
You know, the whole concept of normal seems to have been tossed out the window. The last 30 years has seen the whole West swing through two extreme wet-dry cycles, with the wet cycles being pinioned by the 83 and 98 El Niños, and then another dry cycle in 87, 88. That's when Yellowstone went up, and then a recent dry cycle. And if you were to compare this to the period, say, between the 1940s and 1970s, there's nothing like it at all. There is no high-amplitude climate variability that looks like this at all. So it's extremely unusual.
I can't imagine, Professor Nielsen, that this is helping any of the animal life or the plant life in the area. What is the toll on the ecology?
Well, there are areas in the West now, in Nevada and in Arizona, that have experienced drought for upwards of 7 or 8 years. And in the course of a single season, we've seen whole ecosystems essentially die back. Pinyon juniper ecosystems, just over broad areas of the landscape, you've seen the pinyon trees die back very rapidly. There was a forest ecosystem up on the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska that underwent a series of 7 or 8 long years of drought, and the entire ecosystem died back. Interestingly, when you get hit by drought, bugs also tend to come in and essentially produce the coup de grace on the ecosystem, so whole regions can go out. Forests and ecosystems can die back almost in the wink of an eye under extraordinary extreme drought conditions, which we seem to be heading into now. And so we are very concerned. They grow back, of course, much less rapidly than they can die back.
So how long could these drought conditions last?
Well, that's the question that we're all asking ourselves right now. I have colleagues who have published a paper recently in Proceedings of National Academy of Science who are suggesting that we could be in the midst of one of these droughts that comes along every few centuries. They've looked at tree rings and sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic and Pacific and concluded that the conditions are essentially ripe now for one of these long-term multi-decade droughts that comes along just every few hundred years.
Multi-decade?
Multi-decade. Back in the period called the medieval warm period, around 1200 to 1400, there were very prolonged droughts in the West. And we know that we're warming up, and we're certainly at the level of temperature that was occurring back in that time frame, and that level of drought could be returning. We really don't know for sure, but we're certainly very concerned about that.
What do we do?
Well, that's a very good question. I think one of the things that you can do is simply keep your eye out for drought and think ahead about planning. How would you manage ecosystems, for example, if they were to go through prolonged catastrophic drought? I mean, one of the things you might consider doing both in your cropping and in your ecosystems is to trim the wick, that is, keep less vegetation on the ground, pulling less moisture out of the soil. Now, it's a little difficult to do that in big, old forests that have been there for hundreds of years. So caution is the watchword here, I think.
Ron Nielsen is a bioclimatologist with the U.S. Forest Service and a professor of forest science at Oregon State University. Professor Nielsen, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.